USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A huge cloud over the top three Democrats in Virginia. The governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, accused of being in a picture showing a man in blackface along with someone in a white KKK outfit. He denies it's him. The lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, accused of sexual assault by a woman who claims he attacked her and forced her into a sex act. Fairfax admits to an encounter, but says it was consensual. An Attorney General, Democrat Mark Herring, issuing an apology for wearing blackface at a party back in 1980. Both Democrats and Republicans have been calling on the governor to resign. In other news, President Trump speaks at the National Prayer Breakfast.
My administration has taken historic action to protect religious liberty. Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow down 220 points, the Nasdaq off 86, and the S&P 500 down 25. Developments in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Bail is set at $5 million for Jake Patterson, the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Patterson made his first appearance in court today, and his attorneys didn't argue against that bail. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams does tell Fox News he was surprised Patterson's attorneys didn't ask for one thing.
One of the things that I was taken back by, and I thought that his lawyers, meaning Patterson's lawyers, would have asked for some kind of a psychological evaluation, because quite naturally, what they are probably going to use at some stage is the insanity defense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Alabama's senior senator, Republican Richard Shelby, meeting with President Trump about negotiations on border security. The discussion aimed at avoiding another partial government shutdown. Shelby, who is chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, says he expects some sort of a deal to be reached by Monday. Shelby speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after his meeting with the president. Listen.
I don't know if you'd sign whatever we came up with, but I had a very positive conversation with the president and the vice president earlier today, and I believe he was very reasonable with us.
Turning to international news now, the U.S. ordering Venezuela to allow humanitarian aid to cross its border. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
Venezuelan soldiers loyal to President Nicolas Maduro have been blocking entries to the Colombian border to prevent aid shipments from coming in. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's another example of why the United States is backing the opposition leader Juan Guaido.
The people know better. The humanitarian crisis is real. He conducted a sham election, then declared himself president, and we simply have said we're not going to recognize that.
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network. Maduro has claimed the humanitarian aid would be the start of a U.S.-led invasion of his country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.